USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump said a special Thanksgiving message to U.S. servicemen and women stationed around the world, thanking them for their sacrifices on this holiday.
Many of you are very far from home, but today we hope you know that millions of American families are praying in gratitude for the sacrifices you make and the incredible, absolutely incredible job you do. As president, I want to personally express my profound thanks to each and every one of you for your devoted service to our nation.
Answering questions from reporters for the first time since the election, President Trump also said that he'd be heading to Georgia to help in the two Senate runoff elections.
I spoke with the two great senators. They're great senators, Kelly and David. I'll probably be going on Saturday. We're looking for a site. We're going to have a tremendous turnout, and we seem to always have a good turnout.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Another governor says they've been exposed to coronavirus. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis is in quarantine after learning Wednesday he was exposed to someone who tested positive for coronavirus. The governor said he was tested Wednesday night with results coming back negative. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Denver's mayor has apologized after disregarding his own advice and traveling to spend Thanksgiving with his family. Mayor Michael Hancock urged Denver residents to stay in and avoid traveling for the holiday and then flew to Mississippi to spend Thanksgiving with his wife and daughter. He later apologized, saying his decision was made from his heart and not his head. The Democratic mayor has faced backlash from both sides of the aisle after flying out of the city just hours after sending out a tweet asking residents to avoid travel if they could. Denver has seen over 34,000 cases of COVID-19 and more than 500 deaths from the disease. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Germany is trying to convince other European countries to keep their alpine ski resorts closed while the continent struggles with a second wave of coronavirus infections. German authorities say that many Germans were infected with the virus at an Austrian ski resort during the initial outbreak back in March, and Germany has already issued travel advisories for ski areas in Austria, Italy, and Switzerland. Austria is currently in the middle of a national lockdown, which is set to be lifted on December 7th. The country's leadership have made no indication of their future plans for the nation's ski resorts. And millions of kids are now turning their attention to Christmas and making a list for Santa. But not many of those lists included lawn equipment. Val Dior brings us the story of one boy who wanted a mower.
Ethan Reynolds of Columbus, Indiana, has always been a helper. The 11-year-old loves to volunteer at a local nursing home and an animal shelter. And during COVID, he sets up a table of donated food for those in need. The innovative fifth grader also started up a lawn care service to bring in extra money, and his neighbors were more than happy to hire him. They all noticed how Ethan instinctively paid attention to the home of an elderly resident who lives alone, checking in on him during isolation. The problem? Ethan's old equipment started to conk out, so his community got together and surprised him with a brand new push mower. When Ethan saw it sitting in his driveway, he literally fell over with excitement and then declared the red mower to be rad. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.